I think the important thing here is that whether a youngster is properly compensated, if he has an opportunity to go to one of our great schools, to play a game that he loves to play, and that if he is properly counseled so that he has an opportunity to get the degree of his choice, and then he gets it. Say, for example, I bring a youngster to Michigan. I'm going to give him a $40,000 scholarship. If he takes that $40,000 scholarship and works hard and it leads to a degree of his choice, his future earning power could be anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million more than if he didn't finish his degree and do the things that are necessary to get it. But I can't argue with the fact that I am a player-oriented coach. I want to do everything I can for the players, because I believe that is college football. In some places throughout the country, there are abuses. Nobody's denying that. But there are abuses in our political process as well. I mean, we have some guys there that we aren't particularly proud of either. But the fact remains that my own personal opinion is that without the opportunity to go to a university and to play football, I would not have been able to go to school, nor would I be sitting here as the head football coach at the University of Michigan. If you see Michigan, you'll see that there's a tremendous plant of facilities that are used by all sports, men's and women's, and intramurals as well. Now, somebody has to pay for that. And fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to determine it, football is the most popular sport on a college campus.
Sure.
So alumni and friends of the university flock to the stadium, pay their money.
Tailgate parties. See all the old guys from back in the
day.
It's an important social experience.
It's an
There's
important
no doubt about
experience.
It. Yes.
Now, when they look down on the field, I would like to think if they're in Michigan Stadium, they're saying, look, these kids have been properly recruited to the University of Michigan. They're bona fide students. They play hard. They make mistakes, but they're pretty good. And consequently, we enjoy when coming to see Michigan, Ohio State, see Michigan, Notre Dame, and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all of that money that is generated there goes into the athletic department to provide the facilities, the grant aid. All of our expenses have to be paid through football. There's no other sport on our campus that's going to generate that kind of revenue. So naturally, when you get into a situation like that, there are going to be some abuses. When football has to generate all the revenue, the stadium's not filled, right. It's a coach's fault. Our team isn't good enough. So I think what really has to happen, that if you want to police this thing and do it properly and in the best interest of the players, it's the administration of the university. It's our chief executive officers, our presidents, and our regents or trustees or whoever they are, have got to have a realistic approach to it. They don't hire a coach at a school that hasn't won the championship in 20 years and say in 3 years we want to be in the Rose Bowl. Because if you are, you're going to be violating the rules to get there.
Yeah, but
The NCAA is not perfect, and there are a lot of things that I don't like about them. And I think that in some cases, they do not take the best interest of the athlete at heart. And I think that's wrong. But by and large, they got a tough job. They got a really tough job. And they're doing the best job they can in investigating violations and trying to keep things
I know,
above
but everybody
board.
Says that. We got problems, but boy, nobody's perfect. And
well, then why?
You don't
why,
get
why,
anywhere with that.
Why is there so damn much crime in this city? I mean, you have laws here. They break the laws. People break the law. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to break the law. I don't care who it is.